Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's truly good to be back in the house of the Lord on this wonderful Thursday night. We come and we stand before the Lord. Amen. Let's praise him and glorify him as we stand to our feet and lift up our hands and our voices unto God. Let's seek his face tonight, expecting, believing, trusting God to do an awesome job, an awesome work in this place, to do an awesome work, God. Unpack the mystery, God, of what all is taking place, Lord, we pray. God, we pray for Ruiz as well, sister, God, that's in the hospital right now, recovering from surgery, Lord. We pray and believe in you. God, as you can give her a speedy recovery tonight. God, we just pray for this, again, our church, our city. God, the things in which, no doubt, we seek you for tonight, Lord. Whether this one is lost tonight, we pray that you can save tonight. Pray to one that needs the Holy Spirit. God, move and touch in a mighty way. Filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. God, send healing, God. Send a touch from the heaven. Lord, we pray this evening. God, just thank you and glorify you for allowing us to be here one more night. And we say thank you tonight. Amen. Give him praise tonight, church. Give the Lord a clap offering. It's unto the Lord tonight. Truly, we serve a mighty God tonight. A mighty, mighty, awesome God. Amen. Is able to move in a mighty way. Amen. He's so awesome today that he loves us and cares for us. And he came to take our sins away. And let's sing this song this evening. Page 430 in your songbooks. Page 430 in your songbooks. He took my sins away. Amen. When we came to Jesus, lost, broken. Amen. Our God was able to take our sins away.
Sins away, and now his love has made my heart so glad. took my sins away. He took them away. He took my sins away. He took my sins away. Keeps me singing. Keeps me singing every day. I'm so glad He took my sins away. He took my sins away. One more time. He took my sin. He took my sins away. He took my sins away. Keeps me singing. He keeps me singing every day. I'm so glad He took my sins away. He took my sins away. Praise Him tonight. Just look to Jesus, call on Him, give Him thanks tonight for that power of His blood. He's able to wash away, amen, all of our sins tonight. We thank You to God, amen, the ultimate sacrifice. Thank the Lord tonight for who He is tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen to this song, we'll play 250 in your song book today. He was on the way to church tonight talking about heaven, amen. Fellow was telling me about, what'd you say, 3 hours in heaven right now? Amen. So let's look at this today. About I'm on my way to heaven, amen. The great city of heaven. Amen. We have a blessed hope tonight, church. Amen. Blessed hope in Almighty God tonight. Page 250. I'm on my way to heaven. Let's get it one more time. I am on my way to heaven where the saints are rolling by, shouting glory, shouting glory. To their blessed land He wants, to where they never come tonight, shouting glory all the way. Oh glory, oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory, oh shouting glory. Oh glory, hallelujah, I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory all the way. Number two, I am on my way to heaven where the streets are paved with gold, shouting glory. Come on, shout, shouting glory to that blessed place where they're told, shouting glory all the way. Oh glory, oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory. Shouting glory, oh glory, oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my way. Heaven, shouting glory, all the number three. I am on my way to heaven, blessed land of pure delight, shouting glory. Shouting glory, where the blessed of every nation for whatever clothing by, shouting glory all the way. Oh glory, oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory, oh shouting glory. Oh glory, oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my heaven, shouting glory all the way. Number four, I am on my way to heaven where I'll see my Savior's face, shouting glory, glory. Making Simpson stories and the saving grace, shouting glory all the way. Oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory. Come on and praise Him, shouting glory. Oh glory, glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory. All the, one more time, oh glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory. Oh, shouting glory, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. I am on my way to heaven, shouting glory all the way.
amazing church, that blessed land, that blessed land in Mordor. Amen, where the streets are paved. Where they're singing and rejoicing. Where there, again, there's no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain. Will we be with the Savior forevermore? We have a blessed hope, church. Blessed hope. Again, in Almighty God, what He has in store for mankind. Those that will believe, those that will serve, those that will trust in Him. Oh, what a wonderful place that would be. Amen. Up in glory tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's been a while since we sang that song, but again today, keep that on the forefront of your mind. Heaven, let it be your home. Amen. Say, I got to do whatever it takes to make it to that great city. Amen. Amen. We look forward. You may be seated. We look forward to what all God has in store for us. Again, sometimes you try to imagine what it's like, and the songwriter wrote that one time. He said, I can only imagine what it's like. Surrounded by His glory, what will it be? Amen. He said, I don't know if I'm going to dance, if I'm going to shout, whatever it may be. He was talking about, he said, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there. No doubt. And actually, he said, but again, he wanted just to be in the presence of Jesus. Amen. It was an old Southern gospel song, another song, a man of years ago. And he was talking about, he entered into the gates of heaven and he saw all these different people, saw loved ones, saw friends and family. He said, it's all Peter and various ones. He said, but you know what? I'm looking for Jesus first. Let me see Jesus. Amen. The one who died for me. And truly, truly, we are, again, looking forward to that day. Be grateful. Give God thanks every day. Again, and serve Him and live for Him. Amen. He yearns to see us. Our Heavenly Father yearns to be with us. Again, one day it will take place, brothers and sisters. Today. But there's more work to be done, more souls to be saved. Amen. He don't want to just keep it for a few. But again, John said, he said, I saw a number. He said, I could even number of people, nations, kindreds, and creeds. And so, again, what is that number going to be? We don't know. He said, I couldn't even number. I couldn't even put a number on it. So we must continue to labor and work for the kingdom of God. Again, and continue to invite and tell others about Jesus. Witness to others and tell them about the risen Savior. There's a better way. There is a better way, and that's serving Him, living for Him. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Again, we'd like to continue to have you pray again for our church, pray for the members and various ones. When people cross your mind, lift them up in prayer. Seek the Lord's face again and reach out to someone. Reach out to someone. And I was talking with a family just the other day, and they said, we'll be back. We're coming back. Trust us. We're coming back. And so continue to, when the Lord prompts your heart, to reach out to someone. Tell somebody, amen, that again, that the love of God is again, important, and He's reaching out to each of us to express that as well. And so pray for people, pray for the services ahead. We believe in God for greater services, greater things in store as we continue to tread along. Believe it or not, it's already March, already month of March here, and a quarter of the way into the year, and we are excited about getting this great year that we are in. I'm leaving off the year because you may see this 5 years from now. Like, what year is this? But anyway, whatever the case may be. But the year of 2023 could be, again, an awesome year. We believe in it for an extraordinary year in Almighty God. And so continue to serve and live for Him. Be mindful of our services this weekend. Service this weekend is 11 a.m. Come on out and be with us. Let's, again, looking forward to a better day, better services ahead. And, again, the children's church and various things. So invite, bring somebody. You're watching online, say, I'm going to be at the next one. Coming to the next one. Amen. Put it on your calendar. Don't let nothing get in the way of you making it to the next service. So be here at 334 Astor Street here in Brooklyn, New York. Just tuning in. We are located on the border of Brooklyn and Queens here in the great city of New York. Amen. And so we encourage you to come, whether it's by train. We have various trains that come over this way, the A and the C. Depends on how it's running. It's the Shepherd or Van Sicklin stop. The J train over there is the Cleveland stop. What else? The 3 train, the last stop on the 3 train. Come on out and be with us here in the house of the Lord. Amen. And we look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you. Amen. This time she's going to prepare to sing a song unto the Lord. We're going to continue in that before we bring forth the word of God. Amen. Let's continue to worship God and bless the Lord our God today. Amen. As we gather together.
worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We sing to the God who was. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. He hung up on that cross, then he rose up from that grave. My God, he's rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. My God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, forsaken, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, received by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There is joy in the house of the Lord. My God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There is joy in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. My God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
Savior Jesus Christ tonight. There's joy when he comes into the life of an individual. There's joy. Amen. As the writer said, he said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. If you was paying attention to those lyrics, amen, and really listen to what she was saying, you think about it, what the Spirit of the Lord does to an individual, what the Spirit of the Lord does, he says, he was a prisoner, and various things that they were caught up in. But when Christ comes in and touches a life, they're able to be saved. Amen. And there's joy that really, you can't really explain it. Scriptures talk about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy, again, that this world cannot give. Amen. And truly, truly, when you get a touch and you touch with God, when God touches you, there's something about it. Amen, coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. And so we're truly, truly grateful. Even the writer, same writer, David, he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he was talking about how surely goodness and mercy shall follow me through it all. And just the happiness of being in the house of the Lord and in God's presence tonight. Amen. Don't take it for granted, church. Don't take it for granted. Again, the time will come when, again, perhaps the doors will be closed. Amen. And meaning we'll be scrambling, trying to find God. When it'll be too late to worship God because the rapture of the church is taking place. These doors won't always be open, and churches around the nation won't always be open. Around the country won't always be open because Jesus will come in the clouds and take his people home. Amen. Don't take for granted the invitations. Don't take for granted the schedule. Don't take for granted the opportunities that people reach out. If you're watching here online as well, don't take for granted the things in which God has given to all of us. Ample amount of opportunities, ample amount of opportunities to serve him, to live for him. It won't be God's fault. Amen. If men and women lose their soul. Amen. I want to read to you out of 1 Chronicles this evening. 1 Chronicles 13. 1 Chronicles 13. I'll give you two verses tonight. And it's kind of really tied into what she was talking about here. And we'll give you some more here in a minute. But the Bible says in 13:13. 1 Chronicles 13:13. The Bible says, so David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Edom, the Gittite. And the Bible says the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. All that he had. Now we read verse 14 again. The Bible says the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in the house 3 months. He says, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. How many want to bless it? Amen. In your house, in your life, in your everything. Amen. And so tonight we'll speak about that. Blessings in the house. Blessing in the house. Again, it's nothing like you may have even in your own personal house. You may have some scriptures or some statements or some phrase over your door. Or plastered on the wall somewhere. God bless this home. God bless this home. Or really just inspirational scriptures and various things. My wife was talking about putting in the bedroom, some things on the wall. Again, and really just reminded of, I seen this thing the other day. They sent it to me. Was it you that sent it to me with them scriptures? It's some wallpaper or whatever it is. But in this church, it's the whole Bible, very small, written all on the wall. It was awesome. It was awesome to see. And the entire word of God, I said, I got to get that. I don't know if it's wallpaper. Can you find that for me, please, Miss Administrator back there, please? And so we think about this, how that it's wallpaper or it was some type of writing on the wall. Writing on the wall about, again, just the entire Bible. It was really small. Was it a picture on top of that? Was it a cross or something? I can't. It was just general, right? It said welcome. That's what it said. It was welcome, but with the Bible all in all the letters, the W, the E, and all the different letters that go along with them. And so, again, it was just really awesome to see that. But you look at this about wording on the wall or plaques on the wall about bless this home. Naturally, you may pray these prayers or just a silent prayer, sometimes out loud prayers about God blessing your home. Again, nobody really in their right mind would want a curse over their home. A curse over their home, curse hanging over their home, and on and on. And so many desire a blessing over their home. The only reason why there would be a curse in the home is if we bring the curse in. If we bring it in and bring in sin and bring in the things that lead to a curse over the home. That will lead to a destruction of a home. That will lead to things that transpire unnecessarily in the home. It's not God's will. That's where he gave us a choice, as we read in Deuteronomy as well, about he says how that we have
two choices, whether it's a blessing or the curse. And he gave it to Israel and really to us as well. Do we want the blessing or the curse? And so, again, in their choices they made, they found the benefit of the blessing in serving the Lord. And then there were times that they rejected the blessing of the Lord and chose the curse. And it was a great, great downfall even for them. But we see in the end and all, God gives us a choice. And he wants to bless the home. We shared with you the other day about Nicodemus, how that when Jesus saw Nicodemus, he talked about how that he saw him up in the sycamore tree. And he said, today, come down out of that tree because what? I want to bless you. I want to come and bring salvation to your home. I want to bring the spirit, no doubt, and the things of me into your house. And really, the Bible says he blessed his home. There were other times in which the house was blessed by Almighty God. And this particular occasion here, again, it was about the Ark of the Covenant. And we was looking at something not too long ago, and they were trying to find the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God. And the Ark of God is an instrument in which God instructed Moses to build. Again, so they built it and had the Ten Commandments in there. It had commandments of God. And they had some other, the rod of Aaron and various things in there. And it was this gold-plated gold and wood mixed together, and they would carry it everywhere they went. And the Bible is described as having cherubims on each side of it and various things. The cherubims of God. And it had these two rods that ran through it on both sides to where the people would carry the Ark of God. And everywhere they went, when they passed through the wilderness, and from various places, even when they crossed over into the promised land, the Ark of God or the Ark of the Covenant went with them. The Ark of the Covenant, again, and the Spirit of the Lord would meet them. And also on that same Ark of the Covenant, there was what they called the mercy seat of Almighty God. Where the priests would come and they would sacrifice the animals and they would put the blood, sprinkle the blood and all these different things to represent the atonement for mankind. And so God had instructed them to do this because God didn't have a temple at the time. And they would go and build, had a tent. And everywhere they went throughout the wilderness and on their journey, they had this tent and it would dwell there in the tent to where the priests would come in and sacrifice for the people of Israel. Just to summarize a little bit. And so as a result, again, God blessed them, and God, the Spirit of God was there in that place, what they call the Holy of Holies. And naturally, it was a holy place where God would even come down and visit and speak with Moses there around the Ark of the Covenant many times and show his presence in that place. And it was really a blessing. The tabernacle was blessed because of the Ark of God being there. And so as time went on and they begin the journey to the promised land, again, things begin to happen. And it was important. And even the Philistines, the Bible talked about how they desired to steal it. The devil does not want blessings in the home. The devil does not want the blessings of God in the home. He does not want to see you blessed. He does not want to see the children of Israel blessed. And each of us blessed today. And so as time went on, the attack of the enemy would come and he would endeavor to do what he could to steal this Ark of God. And so we see, when the Ark of God was there, God blessed, God moved in a mighty way, and the people of God did right. The presence of God was there in the midst of them. This Ark of the Covenant, again, we share with you about the commandments of God was there. And it's important in order to get the blessing in the house we're talking about tonight, blessing in the house, we must obey God's command. We must obey God's command. The Bible says, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, serve me. If you love me, obey me. If you love me, again, follow after me. If you love me, do what I say. God did not desire to do us any harm tonight. He wants the best for us. Back to what we're talking about, he wants to remove the curse. He wanted to keep us from being cursed. He says, obey my commandments. These commandments are there not to be grievous, but they were there to help us along the way. To help us and keep us out of our sin and shame. To keep us from going to hell. Thank God for the commandments of Almighty God. The commandments are there to keep us in line and to keep us in tune with God. And so these commandments were some of the articles that were in the Ark. Another place we talked about the atonement as well. The Ark represented the atonement of God. And tonight the blessing of God is to know that you can be forgiven tonight. To know that your sins have been, we sang that song earlier about he took my sins away. It's a blessing to know, again, that again, to save an old wretched like you and I. Our old wretched man and woman that we once were, Jesus Christ in his love towards us was willing to give his life and willing to pay the price and be the atonement for our sin. The sins that we all no doubt deserved hell for, Jesus said, I'll take their place, and he took our place. He died and shed that blood, no doubt that we can be forgiven and cleansed of our sinful ways. It's also referred to the seat of mercy as well upon that same ark. Thank God for his mercy. It's only by his mercy that we even receive the blessing of God. There's nothing that we can even do to really obtain God's mercy and God's grace. But again, it's nothing but by him, his love towards us. Let me say this tonight. As again, the blessings of God, we're talking about how do you get your house blessed. It's nothing but God's mercy, again, that he covers your home. It's God's mercy that keeps us sometimes. Again, it rains on everybody. The scripture tells you it will rain on good and evil sometimes. But again, day after day, but God is still a merciful God. Regardless of what happens, regardless of what takes place, it's in God's will. God knows exactly what he's doing. But never forget, he is a merciful God, a loving God tonight. We're talking about blessings in the house. And church, we continue to ask and seek God's mercy, seek his face today. We only go wrong when we stop seeking the face of God and his mercy. Not only that, those angels or those cherubims that were sitting atop, they were sitting atop that thing. They were considered a covering. A covering as well, one of the representations of it all, divine protection, blessings in the house, divine protection that it represented as well. It also represented power, the power of God. When the ark of God was with them, God would manifest his power. And I'm glad I didn't get ahead of myself, but there was a time in which the Philistines stole the ark of the covenant. Israel began to disobey God, and God began to take his hand off, and so naturally the ark was stolen from Israel. Again, the ark of God, and so naturally they desired to get it back. And one of the times that you read about it, they put it in a tent one time, the Philistine armies did. They put it there next to their god named Dagon. Y'all remember that? Dagon was a false god, a huge false god. And so again, imagine the ark of God here. And then the false statue on this side. And the Bible says that when they came in to check on Dagon, a prayer to Dagon, they found Dagon laying flat on his face. Laying flat on his face. And the Bible says they ran in and they picked Dagon back up, his big old statue. Hey, who knocked down Dagon? And the Bible says, and so they was wondering what happened, and on and on and on. And so they came back again a little bit later. And the Bible says that he was falling again. And what, his hands fell off. Poor Dagon. And the Bible says they picked him back up again. They was wondering who sabotaged Dagon, who made him fall. And then the next time again, it happened again, and his head was falling off, his old statue that they worshipped and prayed to. And it really began to let us see and know that again, every knee and everything has to bow down to the power of God. And again, when you allow God's presence into your life, we allow God's presence into your home, into your heart and your soul, again, the enemy will have to bow. The enemy will have to bow. Things have to give in. Things cannot touch because of God's blessing upon your life. And so we see because of their trust in God and their trust and faith in God, God blessed him and God kept him throughout the years. Even though they were again ups and downs in their history, God always manifested himself again through exhibiting his power again with this blessing in the house. And so the Bible, back to our text here. There was a time in which naturally they desired to get it back. And naturally David was able to get the ark back. He was able to get the ark back. The Bible says he danced and he praised God. In the street, he worshiped God. He glorified God. Why? Because, again, of this great, great thing that was taking place. And so they danced in the street. The Bible says he danced with all of his might and worshiped God. Again, the presence of God, again, makes you happy for the Lord. He was talking about a blessing in the house. And so naturally, he was naturally blessing and praising God because he knew the blessings of God upon him and the things in which God can do. Church, that's why we say, when you come to the house of the Lord, don't sit around and watch other people serve, worship God with us. Amen. Praise God with us. There's a blessing in the house tonight. There's a blessing in this place. Amen. And his presence is his power today. And that's why David got so excited, because of the presence of Almighty God. The presence of Almighty God was there, and he carried it through the streets and on and on and on. But it was, again, it was important. Another story about how the, again, as they was carrying a man, they used animals and various things that led a procession. And one time, again, the animal stumbled. And the man reached over to touch it and straightened it back up, and he died immediately. It's amazing. It was the power of God that radiated from that thing. And so we see, and from this, and it kind of led, that's how it kind of led to me looking through this evening. And the Bible talked about how, that, again, in verse 13, so David brought not the ark home for himself. And why did this happen? Because God, they were going to build a temple. They were going to build a temple. And God had told him, he says, David, you can't do it because you have too much blood on your hands. Too much blood on your hands. He was a man of war. He was a man of war. And so naturally, David could not do it. And there were some other issues going on. But the Bible says that he brought the ark to the city of David to himself. Number 13, he says, but carry it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And so he says, you know what, let's put it in his house. And they put it in his house. And the Bible says, back to what we texted even, the Bible says, the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom. The power of God, the presence of God in this man's house for 3 months. Can you imagine, again, his thought of it, and how God had chosen him. God had selected him out of all the houses to put it in his house. And naturally, again, we serve him, but God is bigger than just in that. But in every individual here tonight, everyone watching, everyone listening, again, God wants to dwell in your house as well. The blessing of the Lord wants to fall upon your house. He wants to bless you. He wants to grant you things in which you have need of. He wants to meet and satisfy the soul. Whether it's, again, the blessing of salvation, the blessing of the empowering of the Holy Ghost, the blessings of healing, the blessings of miracles to take place, God is willing and ready to dwell in your place tonight. He wants to dwell in your heart tonight. And how many would say, God, come in and enter in to my house, my spiritual house, this old body. The Bible talks about it. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is like a temple that it should be. Our body is a place in which God and the Spirit of God wants to dwell. Again, this temple that we live in, is how do we treat our temple? What do we have dwelling in our temple? We want the presence of God dwelling in, amen. We want Jesus living down on the inside of our hearts. Jesus down on the inside, no doubt in his power and his presence of the Holy Spirit, no doubt in his love and his grace and his mercy, and dwelling in each of us today. The blessings in our house tonight, God wants to dwell in our house today. And for 3 months, he lived, it dwelt in his house. In his house, and the Bible says his family was blessed as well. His family was blessed as well. Another reference, it talks about how they listed in the scripture, talked about over 60 some odd family members were blessed, again, because of this presence of the God. And you see today, when the blessings of the Lord upon you, again, and you want to share it with others, you want to tell and say, hey, again, my blessing comes from above. The source comes from heaven. The source comes from the Christ Jesus alone. The source comes from him, our loving Savior today. And share that blessing out with others. Share it with your children. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with everyone. Let them know. Again, God wants to bless you as well. And so, naturally, the blessing that came upon this man's house for 3 months, and not only that, but eternally, we look at tonight. Eternally, and for the rest of your days, for eternity, and spending eternity with the Lord. David said, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Not just a 3 month span, not just a short period of time, but for the rest of your days. Amen. For the rest of your days, he'll go with you. He'll walk with you. He'll keep you. He'll protect you. He'll cover you every single day of your life. I'm talking about blessings in the house. Where does it come from? It comes from above. It's not what we do. It's not our education. It's not our intellect. It's not, again, how much money you may have or how less money you have. It's God today, and inviting him and letting him in to say, God, come and dwell in this place today. Dwell in my heart and my soul. The man was blessed. The Bible says, and all that he had, everything that he had as well, was blessed. Amen. Because of the presence of God, the love of God. And again, God wants to reach down where you are right now and everything about you. Amen. And every oracle about you, God wants to deal with it and put his hands on it. The sinful things, he wants to get away, wash it away and say, that's a blessing in itself. To know it again and say, God wants to rid these things, the things that are harmful to the soul, the things that are harmful to the mind and to the household. He says, no doubt, I want to eradicate that out of your life. That is a blessing tonight. To know that there's a God in heaven that cares enough of getting about your well-being tonight. The enemy does not care. How many know that? The enemy would not care one bit, again, how we dwell. He does not care about your soul. He doesn't care about your future. He doesn't care about your home. He doesn't care about your children. He doesn't care about anything. No doubt, again, but to see the destruction of God's creation. But we're thankful tonight as he comes. We're thankful tonight that Jesus Christ came. He came to the earth, no doubt, to be that ultimate covenant. To be that ultimate covenant with mankind. It wouldn't just be in the ark, but now it will be forevermore. It would be in your soul. It would be in your heart. So where you go, you don't have to wait around the tent, but you can be on the other side of the world, and he'll be there. You can be, no doubt, again, on the other side of the country, he would be there. When you lay down at night, he would be there. When you needed to pray and seek the Lord, you didn't have to go to the priest. Now you can go to him. You can call on the Lord, our God. When you need the protection, he would be there. We need the demonstration of his power. He will show up. That's what Jesus came to do. They called him Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning God is with us. God is with us. Amen. The ark represented a temporary dwelling place for God. But you know, Jesus Christ is that ultimate one to be with us eternally. From here all the way to the rest of your life, to have the blessing of the Lord, to have him living in you, walking with you, talking with you, dwelling with you. Let him in your house. Let him dwell in you. Amen. He wants to bless you beyond measure. Tonight, as we bow our heads in reverence to God tonight, blessings in the house. This man was blessed. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom. In his place, it dwelt there. It was there with him. No doubt he probably felt secure. God brings security. Perhaps you're feeling insecure tonight. Our God is able to be that security that you need. You need protection. You need a right mind. Again, to run off demons in your life. The ark of God was there to do that. To run off troubles, it was there to do that. To run off, again, the enemy. They could not withstand in the presence of Almighty God. Tonight, God wants to dwell with you. Let him dwell in your house. Invite him in. Let him live there. Let him dwell there. Let his presence be with you. Let his presence dwell in you today. How do I do that? And inviting him in. Say, Lord, come in. Come into my heart. Come into my heart and my soul. Come into my temple. Fill me with your power of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as the altar prayers open tonight, perhaps you need the power of God. Say, I need the power of the Holy Ghost, preacher. I need the power of God and his demonstration to dwell in me. Tonight is here. It's available. No doubt it's available to dwell in you. He says, no doubt, Zacchaeus, come. Today, I want to dwell in your house. Today, come. I want to live in your presence. I want to dwell with you. I want to sup with you. I want to abide with you. I want to live down on the inside. Say, Lord, come on in. Come on in. Bless my home. Bless my life. Bless me, Lord, I pray. Remove the curse, Lord, tonight. Perhaps you feel like there's a curse hanging over your head tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ is able to wash away all sins tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ is able to wash away the violence of sin tonight. Remove the curse as far as the east is from the west. No doubt, a place of atonement, a place of mercy, a place, no doubt, of covering and of power today. Today, every demon in the name of Jesus tonight has to bow. Every demon that's come up against you tonight has to bow. Everything that's trying to raise up against you tonight, we pray in the name of Jesus, it has to bow today. My friend, today, call on him tonight. The power of God to bless these folks here in this service. to bless, no doubt, and we pray and we need your touch tonight. Fill this house. Fill to your presence, God. Fill it. Let the glory of the Lord fall as it did in Shekinah glory. Let it fall tonight. Let it fall in our midst tonight in this place of worship. Let it fall, God, amongst your people tonight. Move by your Holy Ghost power tonight. Let it rain. Let it fall tonight. Dwell amongst us, Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Move, God, we pray. Let's reach out and touch him tonight, church. Lord, we need your touch tonight. We need your glory to fall. God, have your way, Lord. Demonstrate your power tonight. In your glory, Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, not only your head, seeking your face. I find you. Just as I am, and Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to
David told him, he said, seek the Lord in his face. Seek his strength.
continually. He said, remember his marvelous works. He had done the wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And really it was again just talking about the blessings. And really giving God thanks for what he can do. Giving God praise for what he's able to do. Serve him. We encourage you to live for Jesus. Live for him. No doubt, and naturally the curse will go away. The curse that many are under tonight. Serve him. I'm telling you, that's the greatest way. You want a blessing in your house? Serve Jesus Christ. You want a blessing for your children? Serve him. Live for him. The covering that he has. And naturally, again, it's intended for all men to receive of that. The gift of salvation. The gift of his Holy Spirit. And his divine covering. Amen. And ask for all of mankind. Serve Jesus Christ. Live for him. We look forward to seeing our next service. Come on out and be with us. 11 a.m. here at 334 Ashley on Sunday morning. Before we get out of here, let's take up an offering as well. Take up an offering as unto the Lord. If you can get up on the screen there for us. Thank God for another opportunity. Again, another way to your blessings come into your house. Another way is how? Through giving. And so let's give unto the Lord and he will richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. You can find it here on the screen. You can give through text to give. Text to give at 347-229-9933 for those watching online. Amen. Through Zelle as well. Through Zelle. We give it to you every week because, again, new listeners, new viewers. Zelle at NTCC Brooklyn, NY. Thank you. Again, at gmail.com. And then through our church website at myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. Or Brooklyn, NY. So we say thank you for your giving. It's your opportunity to get blessed by Almighty God. To get blessed by Almighty God. So we say thank you today. Thank you for your giving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we stand to our feet and about dismiss tonight in prayer. In prayer. Amen. Let's seek the Lord our God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this offering. We thank you, God, for everything, God, and everyone that is given unto you. Lord, we praise you. Bless them, God. And God, just show yourself real to them, God, as they continue to support the work here. Lord, we just thank you again for all that you've accomplished tonight. Help each one go back, God, in your presence, to go back, God, and follow after you and seek you. And let you richly dwell in every heart, every soul, every individual, Lord, tonight. God, we just pray, God, the next opportunity comes, God, let us be back here in your presence. God, to worship you, God, and to rejoice in you. God, to bless you and thank you for all your marvelous works that you do. God, to serve you with gladness and to serve you with all of our might, God, we pray. Worship with all of our might. And God, we just say thank you again for being just a gracious, mighty God that you are. And Lord, cover each one as we depart from this place and draw men and women in the next appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless your prayer. We'll see you soon. Have a wonderful evening.